Greetings, welcome to Static Between Worlds, Frequency Rebels. Tune in, drop out, and let the truth reverberate across the fractured dimensions.
That's right.
You find us broadcasting again from the Cogsworth Cogitarium. Still smells faintly of ozone and maybe old gears in here.
Always. Adds atmosphere.
It does. We managed to grab a quick one at the Gear and Garnish just now.
Oh, yeah? How is it?
The Anapontz Roast. Surprisingly decent. Just, you know, gotta ignore that slight lubricant aftertaste.
Huh. Comes with the territory, I guess.
Totally. But seriously, the dimensional weather, it feels off. Like reality's trying to forget something it really shouldn't, picking up some strange resonance.
Well, speaking of forgetting things, and maybe things someone wants forgotten, that brings us nicely to today's Intel drop.
Oh, okay. What do we got cooking?
We're diving into some source material that feels, well, disturbingly relevant. The Effergent, Season 01, Episode 06.
Right.
The title alone tells you a lot. The Pollen of Perpetual Amnesia.
Oof. Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Not good at all. We're looking at case study here, really. A beautiful golden pollen shows up in Verdantia, this dimension of sentient plants.
Okay.
And it starts causing targeted amnesia, wiping specific skills, recent events. It's insidious.
Targeted amnesia. So not just general confusion, but like, poof, a specific piece of your mind is gone. That's, wow. You won't believe how this golden glitter dust was, like, literally wiping minds, and not just the bad memories either.
Exactly. This goes way beyond just forgetting where you left your quantum keys.
Right. Okay, let's get into it. Verdantia. Usually vibrant, right?
Incredibly vibrant. Yeah. A whole symphony of chlorophyll and life. But this pollen changed everything. There was this disquieting quietude.
Quietude. In a place that's normally buzzing.
Yeah. And the air itself felt different, thick with this pollen. It looked kind of pretty golden, shimmering, but it had this really cloying, sweet smell.
Like too sweet. Saccharine.
Exactly, saccharine. And underneath that, a weird frequency, almost hypnotic, you know, like it was amplified somehow. Definitely not natural.
Okay. Hypnotic pollen.
Yeah.
And the effect. You said targeted amnesia?
Yeah. Terrifyingly specific. Short-term targeted memory loss. People, well, beings, forgetting skills, recent events.
Give us an example. Who got hit?
Okay, so you had the Root Weaver, this ancient, massive tree being, right? Been weaving Verdantia's energy conduits for, like, eons?
Yeah, fundamental role.
Totally. And it just started failing. Forgetting the basic procedure, its limbs, these huge gnarled things, would just falter, stop mid-task, reset.
Like a machine glitching?
Kind of, yeah. Like its core programming was corrupted. You could almost see the cognitive confusion in its bioluminescent patterns, flickering, unsteady, just fundamental skills gone.
Wow. Millennia of instinct and knowledge just wiped. What does that even do to a society?
Well, think about the Vine Architects, too. They're known for, like, Cogsworthian precision, right? Building these amazing living structures.
Uh-huh. Intricate stuff.
And they started forgetting how to vine. Literally, their constructions would just unravel. Chaos instead of elegant design. Imagine being a master craftsman and suddenly not knowing how to hold your tool.
It's like forgetting how to walk or talk.
Yeah.
But for your entire species' purpose.
Exactly. One of them was recorded just sort of muttering, did I just forget how to vine?
It's competence itself being attacked, eroding the ability to do...
Which is maybe more effective control than just silencing dissent, right? If people can't even function.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the locals. Even Pixel, with all her tech.
Yeah, she's usually pretty resilient to environmental weirdness.
She was struggling. She'd formulate a question, a really complex thought, wave her hand through that golden haze.
Oh.
And the thought would just evaporate.
Gone from her active memory banks. Right as she was about to speak it.
That is freaky, like a cognitive denial of service attack, especially for someone like Pixel, who lives on information.
It really highlighted her vulnerability in that moment. So the big question becomes, how do you even fight something that makes you forget how to fight, or even what you're fighting?
Right. You can't plan if you can't remember the plan 5 seconds later.
Exactly. Which is where A1 became absolutely critical.
The AI. Immune, I'm guessing?
Totally immune. Being inorganic, non-biological. The pollen just didn't affect it. So A1 effectively became Pixel's external hard drive, her memory.
A walking, talking backup.
Pretty much a stable point in all that mental chaos. Its very nature was like a counter frequency to the pollen.
And A1 being A1 didn't just sit there.
Oh, not at all.
Right.
Analysis mode, instantly. Identified the pollen complex organic compound, aerosolized. That was the official designation.
Catchy.
Huh. And then just whipped up a solution. synthesize this holographic biofilter, like on the fly.
A holographic biofilter? What, like a personal anti-pollen shield for your brain?
Essentially, yeah. Microscopic air scrubbers projected around the user, cleared the pollen right out of their immediate vicinity. It was amazing to see that analytical speed. Problem, data, solution, bang.
While everyone else is forgetting how to tie their own vines. Gotta appreciate that clear-headedness sometimes.
Definitely. And then there was another immune individual, Clive.
Clive the stapler. Seriously.
Seriously. His inorganic nature saved him too. A sentient stapler turned out to be a key player.
Okay. The universe is officially weird, but how did that help?
Well, his immunity was one thing, but the reaction to him was even stranger.
What do you mean?
The whispering blooms, the plants actually producing this pollen, they didn't attack Clive. They were fascinated.
Fascinated by his stapler.
Yeah. They started calling his staples metallic fruits.
Metallic fruits? Oh, come on.
I know, right? They saw him as some kind of inorganic pioneer plant, a seed bearer. They wanted to, like, integrate his mineral essence.
Integrate, you mean? Yeah. Like, absorb him. Use him for parts.
Sort of seemed that way. Less about control, more about acquisition. Like a weird botanical corporate merger, adding his unique assets to their portfolio.
That is deeply unsettling. Okay, so immune AI, immune stapler.
Mm-hmm.
Did Clive figure anything out besides being a potential nutrient source?
He did. Crucial intel, actually. Conveyed via frantic, jagged staple patterns punched into leaves.
Stapleograms. Love it. What do they say?
Bottom line, this wasn't natural. Ain't no natural bloom was the direct staple translation.
Okay. So someone was behind it.
Oh, yeah. Certain plant elders, they were deliberately cultivating this, forget-me-not pollen, let's call it, in a hidden place called the Ancient Spore Nursery.
Cultivating amnesia pollen. Why? What was the goal?
Power, basically. They wanted to prune the collective memory of Verdantia, get rid of old ways, old knowledge, old resistance.
Prune memory. Like trimming inconvenient branches.
Exactly. It was framed as, you know, progress. Reorganizing the whole system, basically a botanical hostile takeover.
Hostile takeover, that sounds familiar. Uncomfortably familiar.
Doesn't it just? And the language they used.
Mm.
As someone who used to analyze corporate core broadcasts, it was chillingly precise.
How so? What kind of language?
They talked about spreading the truth of harmony, cleansing the old vibrations.
Cleansing vibrations, okay.
And they framed the decline of the older indigenous plants, the ones most affected by the pollen, not as disruption, but as optimizing the growth cycle.
Optimizing? There's that word again.
Right. They said the old plants were unresponsive to the new frequency, or simply unproductive. It's exactly the kind of doublespeak corporate core used for hostile takeovers, for systematic redundancies. Remember, synergistic realignment.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Synergistic realignment meant your whole department got spaced, usually. Or remember the great paperclip shortage of 42?
Vaguely. What was that?
Core tried to replace all standard paper clips with these awful sentient rubber bands, called it flexible resource optimization.
Sentient rubber bands? Seriously?
Yeah. Total disaster. Sticky, unreliable. Couldn't hold a memo together. But the language was key. Optimization. Flexibility. Sounds great, means garbage. Just like cleansing vibrations means silencing anyone who disagrees.
It's gaslighting on a massive scale, twisting words to control the narrative, and it gets worse.
How can it get worse?
The Elder of Whispering Willows, the apparent leader of this movement, A1's analysis showed they weren't really amnesiac.
Wait, they were faking it.
There were subtle flickers, bioluminescent patterns inconsistent with true cognitive loss, signs of conscious manipulation. It wasn't just amnesia happening to them. It was deliberate. An act of active forgetting.
Active forgetting.
Yeah. A systemic quietus, A1 called it. Making others forget while pretending to be forgetful yourself. It's calculated deception at its finest. Makes you wonder who benefits when certain things are conveniently forgotten in our reality, doesn't it?
All the time. It's way more insidious than just losing your keys, this active forgetting. It's pruning public memory, erasing inconvenient truths, making people forget their own history, their own power.
Right.
It's like, like neutralizing opposition without ever needing a weapon. Just make them forget why they were opposing you in the first place. I remember digging through some old corrupted corp data once.
Yeah.
It felt like the system itself was trying to make me forget what I was finding, like this pollen.
Yeah.
Makes you question everything.
So the team, Pixel, A1, Clive, They had to expose this. They tracked it back to the source.
The spore nursery.
Exactly. And it wasn't some natural grove. It was this highly artificial controlled environment, a lab, basically, for weaponizing memory.
They found the conspiracy's heart. So what happened? Big confrontation.
Less of a big fight, more of a strategic countermeasure. They got A1's biofilter design out.
Distributed to the population.
Yeah, widespread distribution. It wasn't about wiping out the whispering blooms. That wasn't the goal.
To shielding people.
Precisely. Creating a shield, clearing the air, and the effect was interesting. The whispering blooms weren't eliminated. You know, true balance isn't usually about total eradication.
Right, more complex than that.
But the filter created this, like, clearer channel. The hypnotic frequency was dampened. And through that quiet, you could start to hear something else.
What?
The faint, deep, ancient song of Verdantia's original elder trees. The ones who'd been suppressed. It was just a whisper, almost lost. But it was there, resonating again.
So the filter didn't restore memory, but it let the old truths be heard again.
Kind of. It gave those suppressed frequencies, that inherent knowledge, a chance. Cleared the static so the original signal could get through.
That's actually quite profound. It wasn't about silencing the blooms, but giving everyone else a fighting chance, making space for all the frequencies, even the quiet ones.
Exactly. True harmony, not enforced uniformity.
Which, as you said, corporate core would absolutely hate. They want the monoculture, the single optimized signal. Efficiency uber alles.
Totally inefficient from their perspective. Why have multiple frequencies when one loud one will do?
But this deep dive, it shows that fight isn't always about shouting louder. Sometimes it's just about creating the quiet space for truth to reemerge. Powerful stuff.
It really is. And it makes you think, if these plant elders are basically running the corporate core playbook, adopting their symbiotic realignment protocol, what's next?
Ooh, yeah. What is next on their growth agenda? Sentient kudzu filing hostile takeover bids across star systems.
Or maybe those cybernetic dinosaur bankers trying to patent chlorophyll. Who knows?
It sounds absurd, but the pattern is the scary part.
It is, and that's the real takeaway for everyone listening, right? Doesn't matter what dimension you're in, stay vigilant, watch out for that subtle language of control, of optimization.
Yeah.
Because knowledge, actually understanding these patterns, even the bizarre ones, that's your power. That's your personal biofilter against the information smog.
Well said. Knowing the playbook helps you spot the plays. When something sounds too clean, too optimized, when inconvenient stuff just vanishes, that's your cue to dig deeper. And hey, keep sending us your intel, frequency revels, your observations, your warnings about corporate creep, reality glitches, whatever you're picking up, encrypted quantum frequencies, dead drops and forgotten data streams. You know the drill.
Absolutely. Keep thinking critically. Question the narrative. Don't let anyone optimize your ability to see through the static.
Keep your phase shifters calibrated. Keep listening between the lines.
Stay static.
Stay free.